I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If you were expecting a Nobel Prize in Literature this year, bad news. The Swedish Academy, the group that gives the award, has been embroiled in a number of scandals lately. The latest concerns sexual misconduct by people close to the upper echelons of the Academy. Amid all this, it's been decided that no Nobel Prize in Literature will be awarded this year. Instead, two winners will be announced in 2019. The other Nobel Prizes, sciences, economics, etc., are determined by a separate academy. They won't be affected. But when it comes to literature, the Academy has not skipped a year since 1943, and that was because of World War II. For more on all this, we turn to Sandra Tuvason. She's a book publisher in Sweden and joins us from Stockholm. So what are the sexual misconduct allegations exactly, Sandra?
This started approximately 6 months ago in October when the main morning paper in Sweden, Dagens Nyheter, made a huge investigation about a man being connected to the Swedish Academy. They hadn't still up to today written his name, but he is married to one of the people, one of the 18 that was in the academy. She has now left, though. But he was accused of rape and sexual harassment, even to the Princess of Sweden, another magazine wrote the other day here in Stockholm.
Now, the newspaper hasn't revealed the man's name, but it's understood that he is Jean-Claude Arnault and he's married to a woman on the academy, correct?
That's correct. It's like an official secret. Everybody knows who this man is.
How are people in Sweden reacting to all of this?
Actually, when the board leader, Sara Danius, left the academy some weeks ago, people went out in the streets demonstrating in several cities. Outside the Nobel House in Stockholm, there were 2,000 people demonstrating. And this was people that normally don't go out in the street. It were like civil clerks and the teachers. It wasn't the radical younger people that normally go out in the streets and rally.
Mm. And what were these people saying at this rally? And were they mostly women?
They were both men and women, I would say. They were saying everyone should leave.
So everybody on the academy should leave?
Yeah, they said that.
Do you think things would have played out this way had it not been for the Me Too movement?
No, I don't think so. I think that so many people in Sweden got energy from the Me Too movement. Even my grandmother, she was like, this was things that you didn't talk about before. Now even I question what has happened in my life. So no, I don't think it would have been this big without the Me Too movement.
And what is the bigger kind of consequence for the country of Sweden? Because, I mean, if this is kind of part of the Me Too movement, it spreads beyond book publishing, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. That's not a small question. In one way, it's a good thing that it spreads around the world, that we don't take rape and sexual harassment for okay in Sweden. We protest in the streets. But, I mean, it's a huge shame. Everyone's concerned.
How do you hope this gets resolved, Sandra?
What should I say? They have done so many mistakes. Things they have dealt with the crisis. They've made so many mistakes that you should be transparent and so on. They have done nothing of this. So maybe they have to shut down the whole thing and start all over with new people. Because the people that are still here today, me and others with me, don't have confidence in them. They said today that the Academy are hoping to find 8 new people ending May. That's 30 days. I don't think that many people are going to say yes to that position today.
Mm. Well, we already know there won't be a Nobel Prize in Literature this year. You're in book publishing. What would you select?
Me and as well some other people in Sweden. The Handmaid's Tale is out with episode 2 here in Sweden right now. And that Margaret Atwood has not been given the prize would be like a perfect gift for literature and the world.
She wrote that book some decades ago.
Yeah, in the beginning of the 80s, yeah. And she points out the question so much.
Right, and that's not ever deterred the Academy from offering the Nobel Prize to somebody who's published long ago.
No, it hasn't stopped them before. No. They've given prize to people that hasn't published a book in 10 years. So, and Atwood is still very productive. That would be like a symbol to the international Me Too movement if Atwood got the prize.
Book publisher Sandra Tuvason speaking with us from the streets of Stockholm. Thanks very much for your thoughts today.
Thank you for having me.